Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord has ordained earthly governments as a means of subduing the unruly. Yet when we look at the order of society, which is found among the saints of God in the church, which is the fullness of him that filleth all in all, we find neither example nor need for such a ruling class. Peter describes the station of each one of those who are called out of darkness and into the light. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The sons of God are ruled not by the law of sin and death, from which they have been set free, but rather by a much more powerful force, not aided by men in any way. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Thus we understand that those who are given the office of ruling in the New Testament church must do so with a completely different mindset than those who declare the law written in tables of stone. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. The Scriptures tell us of one who has come, not only as the sin-bearer and redeemer of his people, but as their example in all things. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Christ alone is the shepherd of his flock. He does not turn it over to others, but rather directs the keeping of his sheep to those who are not instructed to be lords over his heritage, but rather examples to them in both word and deed. Thus we return to him who is the shepherd of our souls. He is the shepherd of his sheep and the door by whom they go in and out, finding pasture as he sees fit to give them. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Both the fold and the sheep belong to him. Christ is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. No sacrifice was too great, for he determined to lay down his own life in order to preserve that of his flock. He contrasts the good shepherd with those who are but hirelings, or those appointed to tend the flock while he is away. To a man they will fail the flock, apart from their preservation by the good shepherd. Paul wept bitter tears in reminding the Ephesian elders of this fact. The church is his flock, which he has purchased with his own blood. He knows them that are his. He is the great shepherd. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Those priests which ministered under the old covenant could not continue their ministry by reason of death. Yet this one who is the great shepherd ever liveth to make intercession for his sheep, having triumphed over death and led captivity captive. His presence at the right hand of the Father demonstrates his eternal advocacy in their behalf. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He is the chief shepherd. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Christ told his disciples that if he went away, that he would come again to receive them unto himself. Upon this testimony hangs all of our hope for the future. Until then, Peter exhorts those under-shepherds not to do so for earthly gain, but rather to be examples unto the flock which Christ has both purchased and will come again to be reunited in body and soul with them. He is the bishop, that is, the overseer of their souls. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. While Diotrephes seeks and delights in such titles, Christ is the minister of righteousness to the sons of God, and he will lose none of those for whom he has come to call. Have you heard the shepherd's voice?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.